Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket.
Leroy.
Tobin and Leroy.
You can text the show 67974. Text on the ticket. Text on the ticket are brought to you by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota.
Six anomalies is not a lot.
Yeah, thank you. Add this one to the list, Robbie. Blah, blah, blah. You can text the show 67974. This text comes in. Tobin, how was the burger you ate at the Cheetah the other day? Hey, Hawkman was throwing you under the bus. It was great. It was delicious. I don't know what he was saying to throw me under the bus, but...
Well, apparently I just saw the headline. He wants to rename an entire city after Pat Riley.
Well, this is the thing that's unfortunate for Mark Hawkman. I don't mean to hose down all of my radio brethren, you know.
Yes, you do.
And sisterin. What do you call a woman brethren? Is that still your brethren?
Yeah, brethren.
Okay. I don't mean to hose down all of my radio brethren because, this Amber, she was... Whew! I mean, you want to talk about a bag of peanuts because she was salty yesterday? Man, she was upset with me. But Hawkman, remember, he tried to do the cute thing where he's like, oh, where do you fail at your little Wade experiment? I'm going to rename the arena Wade's House, which is just, look, I would love to rename the arena after Dwayne Wade. Rename everything after Dwayne Wade. Name all your kids Dwayne Wade for all I care. But I just felt
like George Foreman
just feels ridiculous that you think that the city that just took over the naming rights is going to name it after a person. What is Wade going to pay them? $10 million a year? Because that's what they want. They want money for naming rights. That's how that works. But he liked to say, wait till you get a real radio promotion behind it. Well, what now, Hawkman? What now? So now he's trying to do the cute thing where he's like, well, I'm going to name a city after Pat Riley. Look, again, I would love you to name a city after Pat Riley, but let's be realistic. I mean, start small. Start small, Hawkman. Baby steps.
It took a year and a half just to get a souvenir cup. How the hell you think you're going to get a whole city?
I love a souvenir cup. It's funny. I was just
No way.
Oh, I love a souvenir cup.
I'm not spending $15 for a soda.
You know what I love? I love at the Panthers game, souvenir cups, free refills.
They're all free refills. That's
Are
the
they?
Point. Yeah. That's the whole purpose of
That's
the souvenir
a new,
cup.
Isn't that a new thing, though? I feel like the souvenir refill cup.
I feel like it's been going on since the souvenir cup has been invented.
Not to be highfalutin, but I haven't paid to go to a Heat game in a while, especially with the credential this year. I'm waltzing on in there, and then I go down to the media section. I mooch off their soda. So I don't know what their system is, but I know at a Panthers game, I go there. We're big fans of the souvenir cup free refills and the popcorn refills.
I think if you're a refill connoisseur, you could make the money back in refills. Like if you get at least two or three fills, you make your money back.
No, see, I'm like, first of all, they take my cap when I get water, and that annoys me.
Oh, hey, yeah.
The bottled water is the stupidest purchase in the world. Because it's like the same price as a bottled soda. Like they take a cap.
Might as well
off.
Get something delicious.
Yeah, you might as well get the. You better off getting the refill souvenir soda. You get way more stuff for your buck.
Bang for your buck.
When
man.
Did you become the keeper of Groupon? Because hey,
I'm a value.
You got the most expensive cheeseburger. You don't need fries. Get the water cup.
You know, the most uncomfortable place to ask for free refills, but I feel like you're entitled to, is at a mall food court.
Ooh.
Yeah, like I always feel like once you walk away, you going back to ask for the free refill, like it feels like you always get the eye roll, but you are entitled to it. Like you do eventually get it.
Especially if they're not there for you to do it yourself, you have to ask for them to put the refill on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't have the fountain drink anywhere you go.
You get free refills at the food court?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
No, you don't.
Sure. If they have a fountain machine, it's free refills.
Yeah.
It's
not if, like you, a, if you have a fountain machine, game on. Game on. If you didn't give me a bottle of Coke
or can,
game on, playa. That's how you go.
You know what's weird? I golf with a guy. He can only drink Coke from a bottle. And so,
like a plastic bottle or a glass one?
Glass one.
Oh, that is a little bit more delicious.
No, it's not. Same Coke.
No, it's not. It's different.
Coke tastes different in different parts of the country. Like Coke in Canada,
because
the water's better.
But it also tastes different in different types of containers.
I'd be willing to sacrifice a little bit of Coke taste to get extra amount of refills.
You know what else? You know what else
of
is?
Of course you would.
Yeah, you know what else is delicious too? I like in the glass bottles. I like the Jarritos, the glass like orange soda and
red
soda.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Those are delicious. They come. I mean, I tell you one thing though, it feels like my heart is going to stop immediately after I have one of those. Those things are so good.
How about the thing
like
where
drinking
you can,
soda crack?
Where you can make your own.
Oh, where you do the
yeah, and you can make all kinds of like
yep.
My
know,
personal
flavors that Fanta doesn't make or whatever.
My personal favorite is a Cuban Materva, but they don't make those in fountain. They only make them in the cans or in the 2 liter bottles. You can't get the free refills of the Materva. That's the only downside.
Texter writes, and souvenir cups have been free refills for like 2 decades. I didn't know. I thought especially at Marlins games, like you don't get the free refills.
Yeah, usually
just like tough nuggets.
Usually they go between like $8 and $10, and then you know you got to get at least 3 fills to make the money's worth.
You're approaching it like cheap ass Marlins. So you would assume that
this is the funny thing, man. I cleaning out my grandfather's old house. We were moving a lot of stuff, and like he has like 97 NLCS souvenir cups. I mean, we had so much stuff from back in the 97 series, and I was like, man, I just love a good collector's cup that you have, you know. Even though I tell you what, having a souvenir cup in a regular soda situation, it's not that ideal. Like, it's a lot of soda to fill.
Yeah, and ideally, I guess at heat games, you're not getting up as much. You might not get the full usage of the souvenir cup. But at a Marlins game or even at a Panthers game with those two intermissions, oh, you can go to town.
Intermissions are great. That's one of the great things I love about hockey. Like, you just have this break, and then you just go hog wild going around the arena, checking things out. I tell you what. The one good thing about Panthers games, and I know people are going to make crowd jokes, but I feel like any decent crowd, you're going to have bad lines. These Panthers, they know how to run concessions a lot better than at Marlins Park. It's not even close.
Remember that opening day fiasco?
Oh, my God, yeah. Anytime that there's a little bit of a crowd at Marlins Park, I mean, it is rough.
They're not used to it.
I know, but Panthers games, they don't have – Panthers game, like, they'll get the big crowds for Canada games, but Panthers don't have big crowds either. They run things it is just – it's like a machine, Leroy. It's really, really great. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports
station.
Texas
writing in that that every mall food court I've been to charges for refills. Not in Wellington. They don't.
It's Wellington.
Wellington has different rules. They have at that burger joint that we were all case choicing. It was the cheapest of the three of the three locations.
At Derek Jones Jr. Burgers and Fries.
Like, yeah,
yeah. But they also forgot to charge me for my soda.
Yes.
That I actually got. I didn't even have a free refill on that one. I just had free soda. Delicious.
Yeah, even if they did, though, it would still be cheaper to get it over there than it would be down here.
I found Robbie.
Oh, God.
When I'm at Dolphin Mall, I come around the food court, hit the samples with my kids, then do a double back using the undecided look of what I'm going to order.
Another guy goes in. When I'm at Dolphin Mall, I come around the food court, hit the samples with my kids, do the double back.
Oh, yeah, I just read that!
What was that?
He literally just read that.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Shades of our old friend.
I just pulled the beast.
I just read
that. Like, literally two seconds ago.
You know what actually happened there? I heard you read that, and I was going to read the one under that, but I think I got, like, a little dyslexia, and I started reading the one you just read. I did hear you read that midway through. I was like, oh, I feel like I just heard him read this. But I wanted to read the one under where they say they take the caps allegedly because people throw the caps. It's asinine. Because I was thinking to myself, yeah, how bad would you have to flick that? I'm trying to deflect because that was terrible what I just did.
But here's the problem. Here's what I do. Folks, there's a couple of essentials I go to the games and the concerts with, right? Money, credit card.
Yep.
Tops. I always put a couple of tops in my pocket.
You got to start doing that with straws now, too.
I'm telling you. Well, now everybody's using a crack pipe to as a straw,
yep.
which is crazy. And that has to be nasty. They're charging $5 for a straw, a permanent straw, but you can't see inside of that. They use metal. They use glass. But look, I got to tell you, if you give me a paper straw, I'm not not doing it.
You almost, you almost should give me a warning. Man, I can't believe I did that. Anyway, what do you got?
Oh, by the way, speaking of paper straws, at a Derek Jones Jr. when I went the other day, at Derek Jones Jr. Burger, the main, like where the fountain soda machine, where all the lids are, all they had was the paper straws. I'm like, oh God! But then, hidden in a corner by the front, there's a whole ward of regular straws. But they're hidden from the public. You have to see it. And then I found it when it was way too late. Damage done.
Do you think like at all these places, like when they're just saying, "All right, hey guys, we're going paper straws." Like, does anybody like this, or is it just like, you know? The suit who runs Derek Jones Jr. Burgers and Fries is like, I know.
No, it's been a big thing. It's been a big thing. Everybody's been going to
I know, but now but everybody's doing it reluctantly, right? Because nobody wants to go to paper straws.
By the way, a souvenir cup for all these arenas nowadays, I know what they do with the Panthers and for the Heat, they have it too, paper straws.
Yeah.
And they turn to the dark side.
How about this? Somebody's looking out for us. Mm. Just a heads up on the burger front. At lunch the other day, I got a giant burger. Fully loaded, and fries for $11.24.
We can't trust some of these texters. I mean, they can make stuff up.
Oh, he went to
He had little hands.
Well, this guy's saying that he went to Vince Young Steakhouse. That's where he went to.
Oh,
yeah. So good deal for him,
right?
Vince Young Steakhouse is pretty good. I've been there.
I've never been there.
Yeah, I went there once, in Orlando.
How do we feel about? I'm not a big fan of Outback either. I
like an Outback. I mean,
Ben Simmons.
Yeah. I like a Habitat of Kangaroo Steakhouse. It's a good place.
I go very fond of that place.
Yeah,
classics.
Yeah, I'm like line. Not. I don't know. Not my like. I just never. I don't know. It was, maybe I never got into it. You know, when your selling point is a blooming onion, and I don't like blooming onions. Now what?
Well, coconut shrimp, depending on the winner of the Outback.
I don't like. Hey, by the way. If you put coconut shrimp on my plate, it's go time.
Really? I love a coconut shrimp.
Shrimp.
What?
Coconut on shrimp?
Oh, delicious.
Messes with your taste buds.
Dip it in the sauce?
Like, no. What?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like sweet and sour sauce.
You like a little bang bang shrimp?
Oh.
Do you like sweet and sour sauce?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
What's
like
not
sweet.
To like?
I don't like sweet and sour sauce.
Everybody.
I'm a hot guy. Hot guys don't like sweet and sour.
Mix it up.
No. No, I'm surprised you have any time to taste. The way you hold through food.
Delicious. Hungry.
Anyways, the Panthers, they won yesterday, beating the Arizona Coyotes 2-1. A nice road win.
Hot damn. Who got the shovel last night? Did Bob get the shovel? He deserved the shovel.
Yeah, 38 saves.
Come on, man.
Yeah, but wait.
Get my dude the shovel.
Here, can I ask you a question?
2 points back of Toronto.
If they had scored 4 goals and he had 38 saves, would that be good? You see what I mean? The save thing is terrible. Like, it's a dumb stat.
It depends on how many shots on goal.
So if there was 42 shots on goal and he had 38 saves, yeah, that's I feel like they right. blistered him.
So what's the point of the save thing?
Yeah, because he turned away all of them basically, except for one. Up. Who got the shovel last night, Robbie? Bob time.
Hey.
Oh. Yeah, I'm just seeing this now, Leroy. Not only does Bob get the shovel, they gave him the Thanos glove.
Oh.
I may have to get the sound of this.
Look how little he is, man. He can barely lift
he's
it.
He's so skinny. I love it. It makes me so happy.
Thanos.
Congratulations, Bob. Good job.
Somebody said, Leroy, y'all show sweet sour. I'll let you guess who's the sour one. Why Tobin? Why you don't call Tobin sour? Coconut shrimp is trash. I'm with you, sir. Trash.
I mean, look, coconut shrimp.
Hot garbage.
Coconut shrimp's not my, like, first round draft pick.
Of course.
But I'm saying, like, if
I'm going appetizers, and you say bring the coconut shrimp.
It's a pretty solid fourth round pick.
Like, If I was on a date, if I was dating my wife and she said, yeah, babe, thank you for taking me there. Oh, would you like to make an order? Yeah, sure. Let me get the coconut shrimp. I'm going to reevaluate my situation.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
What if it's free after the
Don't
Outback,
even care.
After the Outback Bowl.
I don't care. Free. Who cares if it's free if you don't like it? Coconut shrimp.
Hey, I was like, look, free.
I don't
free.
Like coconut mm-hmm. except on one food item, German chocolate cake, and I ate it for half my life without realizing coconut was in it.
Oh, so you're one of these people, like, if you know it's coconut, you're
now,
just
now, wait
out.
A minute. If you just tried a coconut shrimp and not know that it's coconut, maybe let's call it breaded shrimp.
No,
you might have not known the difference.
Because I know my taste buds. Like, I'm not the, like, I don't like, here, honey barbecue sauce on ribs.
Delicious.
I'm out.
Whoa. What? What?
I'm on the other side. I'm a Kansas City guy. Vinegar.
You need to get
sweeter. Your little sweet baby Ray's honey barbecue?
You
no.
You need to get a little bit sweeter.
Not
Pooh
honey
Bear.
Barbecue. Whoa. Like wings, honey barbecue. I'm out.
Why do you think Winnie the Pooh was going in and risking bee stings to get that honey, son? So sweet.
Honey. Christopher no. Robin. No. Coconut shrimp can kick rocks. Like you said, it's not even like. Tobin, here's what's eating with Tobin. Hey, Tobin, what do you want to get for appetizer? You want to get one of these? Well, if you put it on my plate, I ain't going to say no. He never gives a comment. He never says, like, those wings are good. Let me get some wings. Right? You never say that. Yeah, yeah. It's not number one on my list, but it'll do. That's your answer to stuff.
Mm-hmm. Unless of course, the answer is chicken parm, which in case that is number one on my list.
Really?
Oh, I love chicken parm.
You love chicken parm?
What? Yes! Oh.
Non-committal.
Go to hell.
Because, look, here's why. I'm not a pasta guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so those dishes come with pasta.
What about chicken parm sub?
Chicken parm sub, here's the problem. Unless you go to an Italian restaurant, the chicken parm at just a regular sub place is garbage.
That's true.
So... Like, yeah. So if you can go to
because you need the pizza oven.
Right.
You need the pizza oven.
Dusty crumb.
Right. Yep. Right. Yep. Right. Right.
What do you got, Robbie?
And oh, I was speaking of fish, the Marlins got another win in spring training.
Oh, don't do it.
Oh, yeah. I was in attendance yesterday to watch these destiny.
No, you weren't.
Houston Asterisks. And let me tell you something. I'm glad Jose Urania went out there and plunked them. Plunked the fourth batter. That's smart. Because you want to know something, if you plunk the first batter, too obvious. You need to sneak attack him, let a couple of batters roll through, and then you hit him right in the backside. Let him know you can't be trash can banging out here. Not to mention, what a redemption spring it has been for my guy, sweet Lewis Brinson, going out the year. Going out there, hitting it deep, and hitting it when he was going out there, he went deep as well. And don't forget about my new young buck. This guy is the new prospect with the most power. Gerard Encarnacion. Hitting it deep, 3-run bomb in the ninth. Get him a win, undefeated in Grapefruit League play. No further questions, Mean Gene.
Ooh, you hit a core with the chicken palm.
What do you mean?
People coming in. Something wrong with me for not liking.
If you don't like chicken parm, I don't know what to tell
you. No. I said I like chicken parm.
Yeah, but you kind of gave what I gave to coconut shrimp. You're just like, you know.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you go to a sub shop and get chicken parm, it's not good chicken.
What's numero uno? Like, if you are dying tomorrow and you're on death row, what is the last meal?
Damn.
That's deep.
Yeah. I'll probably go with... one last lobster fried Diablo from I call it the Crab Shack, but it's actually Rustic Inn, with the white clam sauce. Ooh. Not the red.
Damn.
I could rub that on my face. It's so delicious.
It does look really good.
Oh, dude. And look, you can get the jumbo, right?
Where are you getting it at? The Crab Shack?
No, it's called Rustic Inn. Like... it comes in a those pan serving trays, right? Oh. Is that it?
Those are the garlic crabs there, but Marty, mouth is watering.
Hey, that place is delicious. Oh, you can't eat there, though. Because when they have birthdays, everybody hammers their hammers.
All right. When we come back, I'll give you the story of Leroy's former enemy stepping in it.
Oh, yes.
We gotta get around this campfire, baby, because there was a lot of things going on yesterday.
Everybody's like,
just
it's gonna be chilly this weekend, folks.
People busting out. A lot of campfires getting built. It's draft time, baby. We're back after this. Oh, man.
Oh, sounds like little Ohio players.
Let me tell you something, man. It was a fun day yesterday as far as the combine was concerned. The quarterbacks were talking. Coaches were talking. Chris Greer was talking. Business was picking up yesterday, Leroy, at the old combine.
Once the quarterbacks talk, everybody pretty much leaves, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I think the only other news was Jerry Jeudy with his Jewish star pendant that he has on. That was about the only other thing that went down.
That was a bit of a reach.
It was. But it doesn't feel like people are too mad at him for it. I think a lot of people actually laughed at it. So
I think one of the things that clearly you could see was the guy meant zero harm.
Zero.
He wasn't like, you know what I mean? And so from that standpoint, now.
I saw a lot of Jewish people on Twitter saying we want to claim him.
Make a trade.
Now that poor Josh Rosen's getting the hose again. He's getting no chance.
Man.
He's got no chance.
That guy got a bum deal, huh?
I mean, how do you even work yourself out on that? Like, does he go play for the XFL? He just needs somebody to get it. This is what needs to happen. He needs somebody to get hurt, and then he needs to light it up, unfortunately.
Right.
Like, that's the
But through, like, the way his career started, the thing that sucks is he doesn't get an opportunity to grow on the job.
No, and he's now learning another offense.
Right.
You know, four and I think 5 years or something like that, even going back to college. So,
by the way,
it's crazy for him.
Fans were a lot more understanding than my man.
Tony Grossi.
Oh.
So, Tony Grossi, for those who don't know, he has been covering the Browns for a long time, but he is a negative Nancy when it comes to the Browns.
He's been around since I played for the Browns.
Right.
And
what is the reputation of this individual, Leroy?
Just very negative. I mean.
You call him Omar Kelly of Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Omar Kelly of Cleveland.
But I don't even.
I will say this, and let me clarify that I may have a problem with some of the things that Omar Kelly does and says. But I could go have a conversation with Omar and we cool.
Yep.
Under no circumstances can I say that about Tony Grossi. None. Zero. Because he was so negative and so, like, you just didn't even bother.
And if you guys, I don't expect you to have this, Robbie, but if you guys remember this year, if you guys remember Baker Mayfield got into it with a reporter where he was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That was
Tony Grossi.
Right. Right.
Baker Mayfield's been playing for the Browns for like 3 seconds, and he's already got this kind of a relationship with the dude.
It was like that when I played. It was like, yeah, man. And so, you know, sometimes you wonder if it's just a stick or if he's like that. And I don't think anybody.
The clock's not running.
No, stop saying but. I just told you the clock was running and we had a penalty. You want to give them the ball back? No, you don't play. You don't know it. That's just plain and simple.
Were you happy with that drive?
Was I happy with the drive? No, we didn't score points. It's the dumbest question you could ask. What?
And as you can hear him at the end say that, Jesus, Tony.
Right. Like, but that's, imagine doing that every day, every game.
Right.
That's, so why people feel the way they do about him,
mm-hmm.
it's not for any other reason than it's him.
So, well, basically what happened is Tony Grossi was doing a show on ESPN Cleveland, and the way they work is they have, similar to us, we have a radio stream on radio.com. They have their own system. It's called The Land on Demand. So you have to subscribe to them to listen to them online. So if you want to listen to ESPN Cleveland, if you want to listen to them whenever you want at your leisure, you pay whatever the hell it is, and then you get to listen to it. Now, the thing with that is, and not to get all inside radio on people, but like you can't necessarily sell ads the way you do on radio that you can online. So I guess the way they work is they don't sell ads online. They just kind of just probably roll on. They have a webcam or they have a live stream, and
filler.
Supposedly you just turn your mic off. But apparently the mic was left on. And Tony Grossi was heard referring to Baker Mayfield as a bleeping term for little person. And you guys can all deduce what that is. There's only, you know, usually one of them of the terms that really upsets little people when you use that term. So Tony Grossi was in trouble for this. He was suspended indefinitely by ESPN Cleveland for using this term on Baker Mayfield. And as you heard, him and Baker have kind of gotten into it multiple times this year. And ESPN Cleveland came out with a term that says, "We are aware of Tony Grossi's statement about Baker Mayfield. The term Tony used was a derogatory slur to describe little people. Good Karma Brands will not tolerate derogatory language that demeans other groups of people. We are addressing the matter with Tony directly, and we are sorry. For our partners, the Browns and Baker Mayfield, we are sorry." So Tony Grossi came out with a statement yesterday. This was his statement. And he says, "I am truly sorry for my language and choice of words and a remark I made about Baker Mayfield that was captured on our live feed on The Land on Demand. I sincerely apologize for the word that is a derogatory slur. There's no excuse for using that language in any context. It was said without malice, but also without thought. It was well known that Baker and I have our differences, and in the course of this experience, I have to question my own role in the erosion of that relationship. I have endeavored to report and comment on him and the team fairly." Damage is done, my friend. "And I am shaken by these events. I will strive to be a better person and professional. I apologize to little people, Good Karma Brands, the Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield, to our listeners, and to anyone who is offended by my remark."
Damage is done, my
friend. Okay. So, let's break this down, because I always have a different twist on this. Make those words an athlete about a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
How does that reporter react?
Oh.
Right. So now this same reporter, regardless of who it is going to go to the player and ask for forgiveness and apologize and grovel and whatever. And you know what? In most cases, the player's going to say, "Yeah, no worries, man. We all get, you know, say stupid stuff."
Right.
End of story. But here's where the kicker's going to come in. The next opportunity he gets to hose Baker Mayfield down, you think he's going to go at it with an attitude of, "Hey, man, we're not perfect. I can comment on what I think he could do better. But how I comment on it is now going to change because," no, it's not.
It's probably going to depend on whether he keeps his job or not, I would say.
Oh,
because
yeah.
If he keeps his job, I would say as soon as he gets the forgiveness of Baker Mayfield, he's going to, you know, run on out and
right.
he's going to go back to doing what he does. If he does lose his job, maybe there'll be a little bit more a little bit more of a humble attitude towards it. But here's, I don't know. You said this guy's been like this for 30 years.
Right. Here's what I think, and here's what I would hope would happen. Okay? It's easy to stand behind a pen and a piece of paper or a typewriter or a computer and a piece of paper and not have to be accountable for anything that you say or do. But you can hold every player that you talk to or interact with the highest of, they have to be the highest of all human beings, you know, because you're going to stand on your soapbox and critique anything that they do wrong. Oh, why is this guy at the club? Why is this guy doing this? Why is he doing that? Why is he on vacation during break? Why is he, you know, critiquing everything as if you aren't human?
Right.
Now the shoe is flipped. Now you want understanding. So I want Baker Mayfield to take the high road. But if he didn't, I wouldn't be mad. If he said, "Look, man, you've been writing negative stuff about this organization and us and the Browns and whatever. And I get it. You know, we didn't play well. But that's where it should end. You take it that next step." Tony Gross is always taking it that next step. So what if everybody in the locker room says, "You know what? We're done with you. Because you're never going to understand, or you're never going to have the understanding you expect us to have."
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely that. Or maybe it's one of those things where if Baker can find a way to, like, kind of hold him by the onions on this stuff, and it's like it's like he almost has to have Tony Grossi in the palm of his hand. If he could find a way to do that.
It's not even that.
That would be the way I would want to do
it's
it.
Not,
if I was
it's
Baker.
Not even that. You wouldn't want, like, to be honest with you, because, you know, in sports, you hear so much about being accountable. When you screw up, you expect some level of that, right? When I fumbled, I expected a negative reaction to my fumbling. That's what it does.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, I guess in my case, because the way I handled myself around the media, right, they were more inclined to sympathize with. It's like, yeah, man, we know, you know.
And this guy used to work for the Browns, right? Didn't he?
Yeah, after years, they hired him to do something. I don't know what he was doing, but I'm like, wow, maybe he wouldn't. Nope. Didn't matter. People ain't paying no radio station in Cleveland. Last thing people bought from Cleveland was Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Tom Mills, who's Baker Mayfield's agent, told Cleveland.com's Mary Kay Cabot that they had no comment on the situation.
Yeah, that's fine.
Nothing to say here.
Yep.
Gotta be honest, it seems like the radio.com is a better deal than this land for this land.
Let me tell you something. You get all these stations plus these podcasts on radio.com, plus you can rewind.
Oh,
listen
yeah.
to whatever the hell you want. I mean, land on demand. Get the hell out of here.
That sounds like a scam. Radio.com,
I'm interested,
better.
Like, you know, I don't root for people to have unfortunate things, but I kind of, when people stand in their soapbox and start writing about situations and commenting on them, even around here, I sometimes wish that they have to experience that same situation.
I do echo this texture sentiment that says, ironic that this is a problem with good karma broadcasting. All right, we'll get into the Dolphins when we come back. A lot of things happening at the combine yesterday. A lot of people commenting. We'll get to that next.
T-Wolves in town to play the Heat.
Tonight, get ready for the game at 6:30 with Zaslow and Tommy Tighe. Join Mike Inglis and Ruth Riley Hunter when the game starts at 7:30.
On Miami's home for the Heat, AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2. The Ticket.
What's up, guys? It's Tobin. You know, I tell you all week long about my friends over at Gun World of South Florida. You know, Kim, the owner of Gun World, she does a fantastic job. That business is family-owned, family-operated. The whole family's in there running a great, great program. And that's just, it's a little extra passion, a little extra care that they have with them all working on a business. That is their own, man. And you go in there, they're fully stocked for all your shooting needs. They got over 100 rental guns so you can try before you buy in that state-of-the-art climate control range that they got. Beautiful facility. They got a nice little lounge there outside the range. You guys hang out there. It's a lovely time. Everybody goes on out there. You can shoot your weapons comfortably, and every day you can get unlimited range time for just $20. But it is Wednesday. That means it is ladies' night over at Gun World of South Florida. So ladies, shoot free. Check that on out, guys. At Gun World of South Florida, it's all about safety. They have great classes put on by Florida Firearms Training. If you want to get more knowledge of firearms, you want to pick up some more stuff like that, you go out there, you sign up for one of their classes, go to gunworldofsfl.com. They got it for every level of shooter. They got their intro to handgun class, which they offer twice a week. I've taken that before. It's a great job, man. The instructors are awesome. They go out there. You're going to get one-on-one time while you're there, too, because the classes are never too big. But they do have private instruction. If you just want a straight-up one-on-one class, they offer that as well. Advanced classes, ladies-only classes. They got it all for you there at Gun World of South Florida. They're a Glock Blue Label dealer offering special pricing for police, fire, military vets, and EMT. And now in store, the long-awaited Glock 44. Check it on out, guys. Gun World of South Florida, 1700 South Powerline Road in Deerfield Beach. They will take great care of you guys. You can call them up, 954-596-0526. They're open 7 days a week. Their website, again, is gunworldofsfl.com. Gun World of South Florida. It is the only place to shoot. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. We're going to talk to Adam Beasley next hour. Boy, Bees, get what's going down at Indianapolis at the Combine. Yesterday, Brian Flores spoke to the media. Chris Greer spoke to the media. It's Brian Flores. I mean, he is jacked. He looks like he has spent all offseason basically just doing shoulder shrugs. Traps for days, Leroy. Look at those things. My God.
I guess, man,
Coach Flo. More like Coach Swole. Jesus. Unbelievable. So yesterday, Leroy, a lot of things happening. A lot of smoke signals going up, like around the campfire, my friend. A lot of things. Let me just say, we're parking our RVs. Get toasty. Put your hands out. Put your hands out right now.
I thought that we were going to have a different type of shenanigans, but we're back.
No. There's so much that's going down. There's so much going down. First we have this. We have Adam Beasley. Tell me if you like this, Robbie. Adam Beasley reports that Justin Herbert had a chance meeting, just out of nowhere, had a meeting with Dan Marino in an elevator.
Whoa!
Maybe that's just the world. The universe is coming together, Leroy. Dan the man.
Oh, so now you're good with Herbert.
I don't know.
You got to play the game. You got to play the game back at our boy Kui at Detroit. You got to go toe for toe.
We have, first of all, Duke Tobin. He took a big dump on the fun police yesterday because Duke Tobin's out there. And for those who don't know, Duke Tobin runs the Cincinnati Bengals. No relation, thank God. Duke Tobin goes out there and he goes, very unlikely we're going to be trading this number one pick. Now, could he also be sending up a smoke signal? Possibly, but I doubt it because Joe Burrow came out yesterday and it seems like he is resigned to the fact that he's going to the Cincinnati Bengals. So, I mean, if you want to talk about two people that look like they took their RVs and got the hell out of the campground, it was Duke Tobin and Joe Burrow, unfortunately, because I'd like them to be at the campsite. Would you not, Robbie? I'd like to be Joe Burrow over there. I wish he was still, putting a tent up, getting himself ready to cook some hot dogs over.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on a bun.
That rotating pig.
Yeah. Oh, delicious, Leroy. But this I found one of the most interesting things. So Armando Salguero has a column out in the Miami Herald, Leroy. And listen to this little juicy nugget, okay? Hear me out on this one, all right? Don't get mad. Teams are holding their breath, waiting for the results of Tua Tagovailoa's mental acuity tests, suggesting he's not as smart as everyone would want. Another personnel man suggests Tagovailoa is not mature. You see that, Leroy? That's that smoke. Going right up there. You know what that is? That's a shot across the bow to old Detroit there, Robbie. Plummeting that draft value.
You want two first-round picks. Get
not
out of
mature.
Here.
You think a guy who was quarterback for Nick Saban is not mature? Whew, trust me. Where's Dan? Dan Enos saw not mature last year. Not mature is having a rave before you take on FIU. You think you guys know what not mature is as a quarterback? Get out of here, Leroy.
Are you serious?
I love this stuff, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, what do you mean?
You got to fight fire with fire.
So let me get this straight. So you mean everything that everybody was saying about a guy before meeting him might not be accurate?
Right.
You know what that is?
Hmm?
That's Wednesday. Happens all the time.
Nah, this is different, though. It's combine time.
Because everybody hung their hooks on – Tua, and now that you're starting to have more of a interaction with him, you're like, you know what?
Tua was flattered by the tank for Tua movement. He liked the fact that the Dolphin fans were so eager to get him, so he likes it. You know,
is the Dolphins can move up. That's why he likes it.
They are moving up, but it seems like
they like Herbert.
You know what a big red flag is when you're talking about draft value. When give me a ring, Robbie. Okay, there's a ring. This is Chris Greer calling up the Lions. This is the Lions calling up Chris Greer. And the Lions are like, hey, Chris, what's up, baby? Listen, haven't heard from you in a while. Just wanted to see where you are at with this whole number three pick. I know you guys want Tua. And now Chris Greer's going to be like, oh, you haven't read the papers? You haven't read the papers with Tua Tagovailoa?
Immature.
Maybe not that smart. We haven't had the old Wonderlic hasn't come in yet. The big old W. You know what the W is.
That was Vince Young's bugaboo, the Wonderlic text.
Yeah. The Wonderlic, it erases all wonder, Leroy. That's why they call it the Wonderlic.
I think Fitzpatrick had like a perfect score on that.
Hey.
Hmm?
If Tua gets a zero on a Wonderlic,
yeah.
Guess where he's getting drafted?
Not number three.
Top five.
We're not trading up.
Top five.
He better pass that Wonderlic. Otherwise,
top five.
Do you think the Dolphins would? You think the Dolphins would trade up for a guy who doesn't pass the Wonderlic?
I'm not trading up for a guy that's had that many injuries. That's a whole different discussion.
Yeah, but now this seems like there may be other things.
Maybe he falls to the Dolphins.
This is
fine.
This is all trying to get somebody. It's probably somebody that's like at seven.
I think Detroit's going to end up stuck with a number three pick. I think all this smoke's going to try to put out there. They're desperate to move out.
Yeah,
it ain't going to work.
Here's what happened with Detroit. You know, they showed up to the campground with a real fancy RV, but they forgot an outlet. You know, they forgot to plug it in. So what good is an RV without power? You know, they're out here thinking that we're going to be living the lap of luxury here in the woods. Not the case, my friend, but who really knows how to survive in the woods? I'll tell you who. A guy with the traps of Brian Flores. That's a guy who knows how to survive in the woods. That guy could cut down his own tree, make his own firewood, and by the way, doesn't get fooled by rumors, Leroy. He makes the rumors. He doesn't get fooled by rumors.
All right. He could wrestle a bear.
Y'all buy into this nonsense.
How about this? How about this? You want another one? Want another log on the fire? Mm-hmm. All right. Put your hands out, Leroy. Get your hands warm. Thank you. All right. Brian Flores, when asked about the possibility of Tom Brady coming to the Dolphins in free agency, playing it very coy, saying, "Why would Tom Brady want to come to Miami?" Well
serious?
Played, Flo. Well played. What?
Can you stop?
No. You know what that means? It means the Dolphins are shrouded in mystery team, Robbie. Could be hopping in here sneakily to go get Tom Brady. Swipe him out from the Las Vegas Raiders. That's how you play mystery team. I'm telling you.
That is how you play the game. The Dolphins are playing the game right.
They're playing the game right, Leroy, all right?
They're really a good campfire.
You know, everybody else is playing Parcheesi. The Dolphins here, they're out here playing Risk.
It's just...
telling you. You know what Risk is?
Oh, I played Risk.
Game of strategy. It's basically chess on steroids.
It takes days to play if you play correctly.
Yep.
And there's a country in Asia. It's called Kamchatka, but we all call it clam chowder.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're moving invasion into clam chowder.
Flores also says, as far as Tom Brady or any other free agents that are coming up, I understand the question, but right now we're having conversations. We look at everything. Chris Greer, myself, the personnel staff. We look at everything, every avenue. Chris has got a plan A, a plan B, a plan C for everything. And that's a good thing. We kind of bounce ideas off each other. It's a really good relationship. We'll see what happens as we move forward. That's not a no. It's not a no.
Basically, they turn over every stone, which is what you should. That's what the draft is for.
You know why?
Why?
Because when you're out camping, you turn over every stone, make sure there aren't poisonous snakes. You could infiltrate the campground.
Or you could just stay at home in your house.
No. Combine time? No, you can't. You're like one of these highfalutin teams that don't want to go to the combine.
Denver and the Rams.
Yeah, you, what are you, Denver?
Denver and the Rams don't go to the combine?
No, they didn't send any staff. I think they sent like a one rep.
Yeah, they probably sent their head coach, but their assistants didn't go to the combine.
They said, stay here and watch film.
I thought it was only Harbaugh, and that's because he had a knee replacement.
I don't know. You know the Ravens go to the combine. They comb over. You want to know why? That's how they got Lamar Jackson. Because everybody was out here saying, oh, why don't you work out wide receiver? They say, hey, look what we got for you, playboy. We got you. We want you to be quarterback.
Somebody told me to go have you check for coronavirus.
Why?
Why?
And why?
Why? Something wrong with your head. I'm just saying.
You don't like camping?
Huh?
You don't like camping?
Not particularly.
And the Dolphins didn't want to be in the campfire. They just Detroit started the first fire.
Let's be clear.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to go here, but I'm going to go here anyway.
Yeah.
How many black people you know gonna leave a perfectly good house to go sit in some woods?
I mean,
let me help you out. None.
Brian Flores doesn't go around the woods.
Chris Greer.
I mean, Channing is redneck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he camping.
Channing has offered to take me go frog hunting. He definitely
that's
camps.
Not camping.
That's camping.
That's not camp.
That's camping.
Find out right now. No, that's too early. He'd be mad.
Would Channing be mad if we called him Robbie?
I think he'd be very mad.
Send it 9 o'clock hour. Let's send him the bat signal.
All right.
See if we can just get one question. We just want to know if he likes camping. That's it.
He don't like it. I'm telling you.
I got one question with Manso.
Yeah, I like to play one question.
You spend your whole life trying to get in a decent house. You ain't going to then go take that decent house and build a tent.
I think he likes camping.
It's just for a weekend. It's just combine weekend.
And Robbie, you ever been camping?
I've been camping.
Let me help you out. No.
You know why
I know you've never been camping? Because all you do is walk around in Crocs.
I mean, Crocs, you get the breeze of nature. Dusty Crumb has told
you
that.
Oh, you've been camping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But my Crocs would be perfect for camping. They're camel. Like, I could blend right in. The bears won't even notice me.
Camouflage is very important during draft
season.
Yeah,
they will. Because they'd be like, ooh, who's that hairless creature?
Bears might think you are a bear. You got more hair on your head than the bear does. Back up to this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.